Respect All, Fear None Part 2. An inspector calls. The letter confirming that the defunding had been rescinded, duly arrived. No surprise, Justin Graham had sworn on a Bible that this would be done, and that's binding. But our celebrations were short-lived. That letter was swiftly followed by another, telling us that we were going to be inspected. If that sounded ominous, it's because it was. Not because we were doing anything wrong, but because today's America is a place where officials like the mayor make use of official systems to get what they personally want. Yes, that is corruption, but this is how it is now. We were in his way. He wanted the orphans to be in his privately run, for-profit, orphan machine, and the Sisters of St. Hilda wanted the orphans to have the best experiences growing up that we could give them. I told Nancy, the Mother Superior. Deal with it, she said, not unkindly. I have great confidence in you, Fiona, and I'll pray for you. Prayer is good, of course, but I wanted more. Could I borrow one of the novices? I asked. What for? Asked the Mother Superior. When the inspectors call, I want to shadow them, to make sure they don't make up stuff about us. So I need the extra pair of hands. Could I borrow Daisy? You mean, Sister Vaish? Yes. Okay, that's fine, you can have her for 2 weeks. She was called Sister Vaish for a reason. And her nickname was Daisy for the same reason a cow's udders can hold 6 gallons of milk, and a cow's teats are about 2 inches long. Daisy wasn't anywhere near that big, but nicknames don't have to be accurate.